And 33 between here and out in the Interstate 79 took about 44 miles off of my trip. And I got to Augusta a lot faster, and I think that's what the new world is all about, and the modern day is getting places quicker and faster. But sometimes it takes a long time to arrive at the places that you are headed for, and sometimes we don't even know what route we're going to be taking. The next group that you're about to see has been in the process of arriving where they are this evening for 19 years. It was 19 years ago this summer that the Greengrass Cloggers first came to Augusta. And we arrived here on a really, really special weekend for us, dancing on this stage, which was quite slick that evening. Red Clay Ramblers, the Highwood String Band, a number of very influential string musician, band musicians, and people were here. But that was the beginning of a 19-year romance with Augusta for one particular person, myself included, but the person that's going to be the one that's, that keeps this common thread between the Greengrass Cloggers, the Fiddle Puppets, and now Footworks. Eileen Carson has had the insight and the vision to really make an effort in presenting traditional dance on stages in a way that will not only capture people's attention, but entertain them and do it justice to other dance forms. She's begun to get some recognition, and they had already arrived here last summer with the change in the name, Footworks. But it was at their arrival and coming back from a trip that we found out that Amy Sarley was no longer going to be able to continue dancing. Amy's doing really well, but it's just at the point from the medical problems she had that they had suggested that she probably curtailed her involvement with performance dancing. Laura Lewis was on the way to getting married and has since done that, moved to Ohio. A couple other people in the group just felt like it was time to stop. So suddenly, here's Eileen facing a new name and no dancers. When I left Augusta and went to Clifftop last year, I would have said that was the end of the Fiddle Puppets and this energy as we knew it. Well, within one short week, mostly made up of former students and current students that were at week five in the Clogger Intensive that Eileen was involved in, she started to assemble another group. She never missed a step. She went right into putting together the group that you're going to see before you this evening, a group of dancers from all over the country, featuring special guest artists that we've always done and the years past at the Fiddle Puppets. But hopefully we'll see that common thread of presenting traditional dance on a main stage with top-rated entertainment value. Please make welcome Footworks. Thank you.
know what to say. It's true what Rodney said. 19 years ago, I came here. I was real, real young at the time. Somebody said I was 5 years old when I first came here. The reason I'm stumbling a little bit here is because I really never can find the words to tell you what Augusta has meant to me, my development as an artist. I started out as a clogger. You know, I just lived for the old time fiddle music. And back in them days, we thought we were lucky just to be able to come someplace like this or go to festivals. We used to take 20 people to festivals and feel lucky if they gave us $300 for gas, you know. We just wanted to be around the music. And then we came to Augusta, and boy, were we around some music. And the environment that is created here by the staff, and then by the people that come, it's like we all have something in our hearts when we come here. And the safety that we give each other to express and learn and grow, oh my goodness, it has meant everything to me. I never had any big aspirations. I just wanted to stay with the music. But it is, if there's any one job that I've ever had that has helped me to develop into a professional performing artist, it is this job. So I am eternally grateful, and we would like to dedicate this last dance to the Augusta staff and all the volunteers and all the participants of Augusta, which means all of us. And we would also like to send it out to Amy, and I'm sure she'll be feeling it. I know she's thinking of us right this minute. And let me tell you just a few little tidbits of good news. Coming into the 15th year, Mark Schatz, who's a well-known musician and producer, made a tape or a CD of our music. And at the time, it was the music of our show. So it's kind of eclectic. It goes from fiddle tunes through singing and up blues. And it's got Matty Gordon on it and Dirk Powell and Joe Herman. And Mark and me and Amy singing, and Laura Lewis is playing a banjo on there, and Scott Wittenberg's using his feet. And what happened, we didn't even know, is that it was to commemorate our 15th year. So we have that CD here, and there's actually people requesting it. We put it out ourselves. People are really liking it. It's called Lift Up Your Wings, and it's under the Fiddle Puppet name, cover art by Amy Sarley. And it's got some fiddle tunes on there that are good for dancing to. I'd also like to tell you that Augusta has trained me to become quite a teacher. And out of all the things that I do, I feel the most useful as a teacher. So I know that there are many people here from all over the country. Please keep that in mind. This is often how we get our opportunities. Someone will see us here. We do school residencies. I teach solo school residencies. We would love to come to your hometown and share Augusta with your community. I think that's about it. There are some there are some Fiddle Puppet, is it alumni or alumnus? Plural. There are some Fiddle Puppets here, alumni, and of course everybody's really busy today and they don't even know what they're gonna do, but I think maybe Rodney's telling them right now. And it's amazed me the other day when I realized that we have ended almost every show in 16 years, this shows my traditional background, with this little dance called Skeet Shoot. And I went through a phase where that bothered me. I mean, gee whiz, we should come up with a new finale. And then somebody told me that they thought it was the coolest thing. And then it kind of dawned on me that it keeps our roots to the tradition, no matter how bizarre we do go or what we do. So we're gonna do it again. Now last year, we were a little slightly handicapped. Amy had just collapsed, Maddie hadn't been dancing with us. So we put Fiddle Puppet alumni up here, and it was a big hit. So now we're gonna do Fiddle Puppet to Footworks, and I would like to send out, Laura, if you're out there, you better get up here. You better get up here. Rodney will tell you what to do. you could tell we like percussive dance from all over the world. Tonight you saw some clogging original choreography. You saw Gigue de Lille, which is old in our repertoire. That's a French-Canadian beautiful step dance. Then you saw Liam Harney. We are ever so grateful to Liam that he has graced us with his presence on many occasions this winter. Come to rehearsal down here at the winter retreat. Margo let us have the pit the week after Christmas, and that was actually the beginning of the Footworks, which we thought was appropriate. And, you know, we're down there in the pit. So anyhow, Liam has helped us a great deal, and he is with us often. Now, let's see, after that good old traditional Irish step dance, the boot dance is called that. It's from South Africa. It is also done to guitar in South Africa. And we had a guest artist, Scott Nygaard, from the bluegrass staff, who was playing really great South African guitar sound. And then what'd we do? Hamboning, that's African American from the American South. And that brings us to here. It's a part of the Southern tradition of stepping that each dancer take a break. Actually, it's about been so long that dancers have come up on stage. Maybe at its best, it's like at the old time dance party, the dancer just, when it hits them, the music gets in their feet and they just jump up and do whatever they want. And it's called improvising. We make it up as we go along. I'd like to tell you who these musicians are. I'm going to send this out also to the Herman family. They are a part of the Augusta family, and they are like brother and sister to me. Sometimes I wonder if they're mother and father. I don't know. Sorry, Sam and Joe. And Joe Herman is always ready to step in and play the fiddle, and we're grateful to him. He was playing the old fiddle. Sandy Mitchell was playing the old fiddle. And you had old Scott Nygaard on guitar, and you had Mark Schatz on just about everything. He's been serving as musical director for the group. Well, y'all, you ready to do this? Come on out here. Footworks. Wonder what's going on backstage. Well, you know what we say. We used to call it Bustin' Loose, and we sure do hope you like it. Thank you.
Thank you all. Is this on? No.